You are now listening to the Masters Meihan podcast. Episode 12, Satanic Mind Mapping, Part 1, Color Programming. This episode may be deemed inappropriate for some listeners. If you have been abused or are a minor, you should stop now. This episode builds on the previous ones. There are many different types of satanic programming and mind mapping used on children once it has been determined that they have passed the first five steps of discipline to satisfaction, have been possessed with their demon spirit guide or animal guide, are internally fractured, and are unable to speak about it.
We are as a people opposed to secret society, the secret oath, and a secret machine.
I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
The vision of Joel has been fulfilled.
So the name of this project is Unvax.
We don't just need more money for more vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
We'll eliminate this behavior.
And we believe that's the way to get that.
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down. You know, Michelle is a trend.
But you know, there's quite an awakening coming.
The major mistake that therapists make when trying to heal Luciferian ritualized abuse is that they believe that somewhere within the victim is the real person, and that all the rest are merely subordinate alters. While it is true that the individual's spirit within holds the pure mind of the person, if the elements that make up the person's physical personality are fractured from birth, then the personality is fractured. Many of these fractures have been built into full-blown personalities with separate memories. Thus, there is no single real physical personality. It is more like a mirror that has been broken. There is no one real single piece of the mirror that is the true piece. All its pieces are the real mirror. Each broken piece of a mirror can be used as a mini mirror, nearly as effectively as the original, but with limited view. This said, each human being does contain a primal self and a spiritual original mind, so even the worst fractured abuse can be healed. But it is difficult. We will have more on this. Since all of us in society are interacting more and more with people who have been through color mind mapping and programming, let's step into the darkness, or as the Luciferians like to trigger, all you see is red.
Looking at the world and everything that passes seems of rosy hue somehow.
Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. Needn't guess. I'll confess. Certain someone just said yes. That's why I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now.
Matt Mapping a mind is necessary before it can be successfully controlled. You can think of it very much like a land surveyor or landlord setting up the boundaries on real estate, subdividing it, before renting the space out to different tenants. The symbol is perfectly accurate. The goal is to turn the human mind into an apartment building with various rooms and floors for different personalities or tenants. Some might know their neighbors, and others might sense their fellow tenants through the walls, ceilings, or floors, but never actually meet. Either way, all of them hate their landlord who lives off their labors and is continually threatening to raise their rent in order to maintain his standard of living at their expense. We will not explore every type of Luciferian mind mapping that is used, since in the end the result is the same, and so is the goal: to control human behavior on demand through programming. Some of the more common forms of human programming include color programming, jewel programming, Mickey Mouse programming, metals programming, Oz programming, MK Ultra programming, among others. The occult believes that by using one's DNA, star chart, and various other psychological tests, they are able to effectively determine one's best course of life, career, and programming. Of course, the ultimate goal is that your talents serve the occult family and give glory to Lucifer, and so in the end, you really own nothing, and therefore they say you are happy. Yeah, sure. You can witness on the news how happy young child stars and various pop icons are when they grow up. One common form of programming used to mind control people is color programming. Since we are seeing so much of this one in the public right now, let's start with it. Mind mapping victims with color programming works because it is a simple way to organize a child's internal systems and allows the trainer to call up alters easily within their system. With thousands of fragments that many multiple personalities are forming within the child, assigning them colors is a way of organizing them in order to control access or bury memories on demand. The effect is almost exactly like the Disney Pixar movie Inside Out, 2015. Children enjoy colors and love recognizing them. They can name colors even before they can read, so this training can begin quite early. Many children will begin color mind programming after 2 years of age. Now listen carefully to the words here.
The world is a carousel of color. The hopes and the fears, the joys and the tears of people like you and like me. The kingdoms of magic and science. This world where we each play a part. The miracle of imagination. These wonders untold are ours to behold in the funny world. The sunny world, the wonderful world of color.
Here's how it's done. The child will be stripped naked and taken into a room with either white, beige, or colored walls. If the room is a neutral color, the lights in the room will be changed so that they color the room in a particular color. Let's use red as an example. If red is the color being imprinted or put into a segment of the child's mind, the trainer will call up a young child alter, either a controller personality or a core split, within their broken mind system. They will tell the child that this segment will now learn how to become red and what red means.
All I see is red now. Just can't dream nothing else. All I see is red.
The room will be bathed in red light, as mentioned, or previously painted red for use in this kind of programming. The trainer will be dressed in red clothing and may even wear a red mask. Red objects will be placed around the room. The altar inside the child is called up, drugged, hypnotized, and traumatized on a table. As they are awaking from the trauma, but still in a trance-like fog, they will be told that red is good, and that they are red, that red is important, that red will protect them from harm, that red people don't get hurt. This will go on for a long time. They will ask the child if they want to be red, like the adult trainers are now. If the child says yes, they will continue on with red instructions. If the child says no, it will be re-traumatized until it says yes. The nude child is told it cannot wear clothing until it earns the right to wear clothing in the beautiful color being imprinted. Over and over, the safety of being the color, meaning freedom from harm and danger of not having that color, is emphasized. When at last the child really wants to be, in this case red, in order to survive, they will be rewarded with the color. It may be candies in their new color, or glasses with tinted lenses to wear so they can see through their new color, or clothing, or shoes in their new color.
I thought you said she was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
The slippers. Yes. The slippers. They're gone. The ruby slippers. What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
It's too late. There they are, and there they'll stay.
At occult rituals, they will be allowed to wear robes in their new color to further lock this in. Once the child completely identifies with the color, or rather the main altar or template for the system, accepts this color, the child will be taught in progressive stages, over many training sessions, what the color means. Using blue as the example, the child will be placed in setups or dramas, role plays, with other blue children, where they will be forced to act out the role of a blue. They will be continually drugged, hypnotized, and traumatized, while the meaning of being blue is ground into them over and over. Different trainers and different cults do assign different meanings to different colors, so we will speak in general terms. But, first remember that these people are crazy. And so it doesn't matter if what they believe is accurate or even contradicts itself at times. Go and study the deities of ancient Egypt or Greece to see how quickly paganism becomes a huge, chaotic mess. Lucifer likes chaos because the human soul cannot be at rest in chaos. Where there is no peace, there is hypervigilance and fear. It is just like the fear of a disease pandemic. One comes to believe that only the yellow brick road.
Follow the rainbow over the stream. Follow the fellow who follows a dream.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Or obedience to the mythos will get one to the safe haven that is continually on the horizon. Remember that people act on their beliefs, right or wrong. Knowing an enemy's motivation is crucial in protecting those you care about. Here is how the occult sees color, more or less. Pink.
I'm a mechanical boy.
A child's sexuality alters are usually coded pink. This typically means sex kittens or dollies for girls, and robots or doggies for boys, but can be even worse than that. The Great White Brotherhood, the founders of the Illuminati, were a mixture of white Japheth tribes and red Semitic Esau tribes. Thus, pink celebrates their union. It is also a major color in sexual intercourse, so the victim will be embraced in pink as well. In establishing sexual altars, various genders and various animal genders are placed in the child. Thus, boys will have girl personalities and cat noir personalities, and on and on. Girls will have some part of their mind that thinks she's a boy, or a bitch in heat, or whatever will be useful for servicing the adults in the occult family for either personal lusts or money-making ventures. The insanity going on in the public right now in terms of identity confusion is in many cases the result of decades of pagan preparation, abuse, and trauma. Green.
It's not easy being green.
Green is Satan's favorite color. He wants to believe that after he tricked Eve into accepting his wisdom, the earth's greenness, in terms of reproduction, was a direct result of his authority over the earth. This is the meaning of the occult ceremony of Demeter, Persephone, and Hades, the Elysian fields, the germination of Osiris, the escape of the long dark winter, and the witch's call to force the spring. Now listen to Billy Clinton's first inaugural address and understand it.
My fellow citizens, today we celebrate the mystery of American renewal. This ceremony is held in the depth of winter. But by the words we speak and the faces we show the world, we force the spring. A spring reborn in the world's oldest democracy that brings forth the vision and courage to reinvent America. Profound and powerful forces are shaking and remaking our world. And the urgent question of our time is whether we can make change our friend and not our enemy. It will require sacrifice. Not choosing sacrifice for its own sake, but for our own sake. Anyone who has ever watched a child's eyes wander into sleep knows what posterity is. The American people have summoned the change we celebrate today. You have raised your voices in an unmistakable chorus. Yes, you, my fellow Americans, have forced the spring. Now we must do the work the season demands, to a season of service, and let us work until our work is done. From this joyful mountaintop of celebration, we hear a call to service in the valley. We have heard the trumpets. We have changed the guard. And now, each in our own way, and with God's help, we must answer the call.
Did you hear all of the paganistic buzzwords? We'll have more on this when we discuss spell casting. But note that backward is the dark winter to a Luciferian. They are the ones who must force the spring. It can't be overemphasized that green is the highest color in Satanism. It is Satan's color, as he believes that the light he gave to Mother Eve, Pandora, is as the newness of spring after God's imposed endless summer of labor in heat, and the lamentation of the rushed autumn in preparation for the fear of winter. It is not by accident that green has been used in so many military uniforms, although the decision was also dictated by its advantage in camouflage, that's true. Lucifer believes that after the fear of winter's war, the soldier's ultimate goal is to bring spring after they have declimated an area. To them, war, pandemics, eugenics, crises, and on bring spring or change on their terms by Lucifer's blessing. This they see as natural progressiveness. The occult had hoped that Hillary and Chelsea would be the spring after Billy Boy's winter. Now hear this.
We're about to go into a dark winter.
We're still facing a very dark winter.
A dark winter.
There's a dark winter still ahead.
Green is the color of Venus in the occult, and thus is the color of true love. Green is also the color of immortality, thus youth, beauty, material gain, health, healing, and communion with the nature spirits. Green is the promise of adrenochrome, the product of winter's death. or as the scriptures teach, the abomination of desolation. When used against a foe, occultists believe that it can breed jealousy, greed, suspicion, resentment, illness, disorder, and disharmony. You've heard the colloquialism of being green with envy? The ultimate envy is Lucifer's coveting of the Father's power. The occult says that green is the color of the heart chakra. The heart is the symbolic womb of pride, as where one's treasure is, there will their heart be also. All satanic uses mock Father Noah's instruction that green was to be a reminder that God forbids all sexual relations between humans, except for those between biologically born males and females, legally and lawfully bound in marriage. In Oz programming, green is the Emerald City where the wizard lives. It is the goal of all who follow the yellow-bricked road to reach the wonders, wealth, and safety of Satan's earthly great and spacious building.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Follow the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road,
follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road,
follow the yellow brick
road.
Internal mermaid and merman altars, sometimes frog altars, are usually coated green.
It's not easy being green.
These deal with water. Remember how Dorothy kills the Green Witch in Oz? In Avatar programming, assuming your bladder can handle the mind-numbing, repetitive, overly simplistic 3-plus-hour plot, repetition to the point of banality is a major occult programming tool. You will note the water, mutant, fish, cat, Polynesian people are green here, not blue. We'll have more on this. In the Omega computer programming, which we haven't discussed yet, robotic boy toys and girls are put through code green programming. This is their self-destruct command to go and commit suicide as the ultimate sacrifice for their master. These are protected by the water spell. How did James Cameron know this?
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Blue. Many military systems in the occult are coded blue and mean protect the family. If your bladder can stand the blather of Avatar Part 2, it's over 3 hours long, I suppose popcorn and Diet Coke helps. Note the color of the blue cat human mutants and their message, protect your otherworldly cat mutant family at any cost. Notice who they are protecting the family from, too. Are you beginning to see how they program their own and societies? The military altars in their members are called up periodically to reinforce their blue training. All Illuminists have their military altars, avatars, held in reserve for the coming day of chaos, destined to come in their minds in a long dark winter.
There's a dark winter still ahead.
Blue is the color of mental peace, protection, truth, wisdom, and loyalty, which in occult terms means their power and expansion. In their minds, all of the positive traits above grow out of the blueness caused by the childhood trauma we've been discussing. When directed at enemies via a spell, blue can cause depression, sadness, helplessness, lack of sympathy, coldness, and gloom, they teach.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
All of these things make occultists hard, they believe, but it doesn't affect them. They can summon blue demons for wealth, intelligence, abundance, and opportunity.
Here I go.
And Halsey, all you gotta do is rub that lamp,
and I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
They believe that Jupiter rules blue, and that the blue chakra rules the throat and is the sign of water. Remember the magical silencing scene in Disney's John Carter movie, 2012? No, it was a box office flop. Jupiter, the word expressed by the throat, and water are all domains of Jesus Christ, whom they call Adonai. Remember the final scene in Fantasia? Remember how they teach that when the depths of sorrow from their terrible abuse grow too large, they are told that they can find respite in Jesus, but only for a short time, as his logos and water, baptism, are only good in their minds for balance. They believe strongly in karma. True harmony, they teach, comes from eating the forbidden fruit and embracing both good and evil. It's okay to take a blue water break, just so long as you come back to Lucifer when summoned. This is the lukewarmness that Jesus hates, as expressed in Revelation chapter 3. Black is their color of new beginnings, because it hides things and creates chaos and confusion. In satanic alchemy, black represents the step into the void of meditation and transformation. It can bring your enemies discord, but it can bring you self-control and patience. It can protect you by hiding your sorrows and negativity from the programming of your abuse. Since occultists can live in black, it is best to send it to enemies as they are not prepared for the black chaos of
a dark winter.
They see black as controlling the base chakra, the planet Saturn, the earth element, and humanity's first religions. It was the base color of the Tower of Babel, or the pitch, that was used to stop any future floods from Adonai from attacking them. Remember, Adonai is their name for Jehovah, Jesus Christ. Gold. Luciferians say that gold belongs to Satan. It is by the acquisition of gold that he rules and they rule. Gold is the color of the sun and the element of fire. In satanic alchemy, gold represents perfection of the soul, wealth, and power. Both the colors gold and white gold are seen everywhere in the hieroglyphs of ancient Egypt, in their temples and pyramids. Gold is the color used when invoking masculine powers.
Gold finger! He's the man with the Midas touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in.
It is said that when Lucifer appears in his true form, one sees his golden hair and golden aura, but since he is a liar by nature, he likes to come in disguise, which usually means black hair and, oddly enough, English gentleman attire. Remember that Lucifer is schizophrenic. You may remember that his first boast in Eden was that he would hoard up gold and use it to wage war between the human tribes of Adam. Gold, of course, is meant to lead all of us to the Emerald City. Yellow is a form of gold. Orange. Orange is seen in the occult as a creative force filled with energy and endurance. It is the color of sexual magic via sodomy. especially when done to children. It is the color of the monarch butterfly, one of their signs of transformation. Children, particularly girls in the occult, will have their legs bound so that during sex they can be forced to flap them like a butterfly.
Oh, but most of all, for butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer.
They teach that the orange chakra governs sexual and creative powers and is fire. It is ruled by the sun, they say. It is the death of the old and the rebirth of the new. Orange is the new black because orange represents the warning just before the death of the sun, or the sun in his decline into darkness, which we call night or wintertime. Purple. Purple is a difficult color to manage in the occult. They believe that it has the power to heal, remove curses, and reveal divine secrets. It is also ruled by Jupiter, and thus is the color closest to Jehovah in their eyes. Remember that the occult teaches that it is okay to seek a rest in Christianity as long as one is two-faced and returns when bidden. Thus, purple can be used to cause others to abuse their power, as they teach our Father God did when he threw Lucifer from heaven. They say it is the color to use when you want to invoke sadness and resentment in an enemy. They say that purple crowns all chakras and governs them. Red. Red is the color of strength, anger, passion, lust, courage, self-esteem, athletics, and energy. Thus, it can protect you from psychic attacks, they teach. It is the color worn and invoked before practicing the black arts. So it can be a shield against angry demons. It can be used against an enemy to injure them, incite them to riot, or fill them with the desire for revenge. It can lead others to war, anarchy, and cruelty, which is why the Rothschilds, meaning the sons of the Red One, or Esau the Red Dragon, ordered their cousin Karl Marx and Lenin to use red for the Communist Party. Their founding father Esau was a very hairy redhead. Red hair ran in Abraham's family line, which is why Islam's prophet Muhammad dyed his hair and beard red. Mars rules red, and rubies mean prostitution in the occult. Now hear this little bit of warped truth.
All I see is red.
But do note that all she sees is red after she bends over. Then the red won't stop. Remember the sodomy rage? Do an internet search on wealthy elitists wearing red shoes. But guard your heart. It is a terrible truth to learn. Indigo, they teach, is ruled by the moon and governs the third eye along with white and silver. The third eye is connected to the pineal gland. It is the color of psychic abilities, and when used with meditation, is said to allow the occult to mind read, become telepathic, and commune with spirits. Silver is another color of the moon. It is also the color used when one wants to access the powers of the goddesses. It is believed to be hypnotic. It is also the true color of Dorothy Gale's shoes in The Wizard of Oz. You know, the ones she got from killing the Wicked Witch? MGM changed the color because Kansas was seen as black and white in the film, and silver photographs as gray, which we will discuss later. White. White is the color from which all colors are born. Thus, it is the color of the White Rabbit, who is the horny master summoner of occult ritual, who keeps the clock.
I'm late for a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye, I'm late.
It is believed to be the color of protection and balance, the color that can destroy destructive energies and cleanse the aura. As one of the moon colors, it is also connected to the third eye and works with silver and indigo. All of these connect it to Thoth, who the Bible calls Enoch, and is included in their quest for immortality, the Tree of Life, and the Fountain of Youth. Yellow is the color of intelligence and will. It is connected to gold. They believe that yellow is ruled over by the planet Mercury, one of their symbols of Lucifer. It can help one in all areas of study and communication. When used against enemies, it can bring them fear, sickness, death, madness, and disloyalty. Yellow belongs to the air and rules over the chakra of the solar plexus. One must follow Satan's
follow the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road
to get to Satan's green city.
We're up to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a whiz of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was.
The Wizard of Oz is one
because of the wonderful things he does. We're up to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Those afraid of Mercury or Satan's assigned path for them might be called yellow. Those who need their will and intelligence aligned to merely follow their satanic destiny road might be called
they're calling mellow yellow.
That's right, slim.
They're calling mellow yellow.
That's right, slim.
They're calling mellow yellow.
I suppose CIA or MI6 drugs help. Gray is the color that the occultists most fear because it is neither cold nor hot. They warn their initiates to never work with gray. It is the color of disease and negativity. When cast upon the aura of an enemy, they believe that it will cause a slow and painful death. One recalls the Lord's decree when he closed the New Testament that tempered gray would be spat from his mouth. That was the basic primer, so you can now better understand some of the symbols you will see all around your walk through Mystery Babylon. But note that the occult did not invent color. God did. It is Lucifer who messed everything up. Still, when dealing with known occultists, you can better understand their motivations by watching the colors that they wear or use. Such as when a former child star flips out, note her hair color. Or when an occultist is going to church, note the colors she chooses. Or when some young man goes berserk on a mall or public school, note any colored hair or clothing. We'll discuss this more when we discuss spellcasting. If an occult child's handler, at a later date, wants to access a color system within the child, they might call them up by color or wear a piece of clothing in the color they want to reach. This becomes an unconscious trigger for this color child to come forward and lead the body. Later, they may send a particular colored car to pick the child up for a ritual. Color coding is one of the first methods that is layered over systems. An entire system may be color coded one color, or two or more colors may be coded in. Most children have at least three colored systems. Each has an internal system controller being given a different color over its part of the internal system. This helps organize the chaos in the child's mind into useful categories that their masters can summon. In our current world, many of these color-coded Illuminati children will color their hair in the color of their active programming. This functions as a hidden spell to keep them focused on a particular part of their inner world or current assigned purpose.
I'm late for a very important date.
Follow the rainbow over the stream. Follow a fellow who follows a dream.
Follow the yellow brick road.
No time to say hello, goodbye, I'm late.
A quick internet search of celebrities having breakdowns or other strange behavior in the public will show many examples of how color, and particularly oddly colored hair, is being used in society as a means of reinforcing internal controls when a slave is in public. Next time you are among the unwashed masses, open your eyes. If you see some man or woman or combination of such on the street with obnoxiously colored hair, take a moment and look them over. See if you notice any strange or demonic tattoos, bizarre jewelry, weird behaviors, or even slave collars or bondage-type clothing on them. You may be very surprised at what you find. In my experience, 9 times out of 10, you'll see it. The other 1 out of 10 are just the sheeples who always blindly follow the goats sent to lead them. These help the occult by reinforcing the spell among their victims that being broken is normal and that most of us are merely broken members of the greater family, but keep all of it in silence, as ordered. Of course, some people merely mock the fashion of others, so don't forget that as well. These copycat sheeples are just monkey see, monkey doing, but to the traumatized children, they help reinforce the great lie. Back through the water curtain. The occult teaches that the Tower of Babel looked like a rainbow to mock Father Noah. The current mockery of color by the LGBTQY90210, can't keep track anymore.
I don't like you either.
Is just a reflection of their mockery of God's covenant with Noah at the gifting of the rainbow. The rainbow, while it was seen in the sky, was God's promise of peace on a global scale before the day of fiery judgment at the end of the world. The rainbow covenant was red, only worship the true God. Orange, do not blaspheme God or use his name without true purpose and honor. Yellow, do not murder. Green, no incest, adultery, or homosexuality allowed. Blue, do not steal. Indigo, do not eat meat from a living creature or drink blood. Violet, establish laws and honest courts of justice on the earth. Just before God ended this peace with arrows of fire, he would pick up his rain bow again as a weapon in order to launch his projectiles, just as he did when he rained fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, only this time the assault will be global. In early English, the dried-up branches that were worthless, as they offered no fruit to the landlord, were bundled together by workmen before being thrown into a fire. These were called faggots. So you see the double mockery. It's a dangerous thing to mock an almighty landlord. It's also very stupid. More to come. Fair use claim. We are claiming fair use for the items in this podcast in which we do not own the copyright. United States law allows us to use items copyrighted by others in this podcast without their permission in the manner that we have under fair use. American courts have ruled that using another's copyrighted items in this manner is crucial when commenting and illustrating subject matter. Otherwise, news and commentary in the public discourse would be hindered, which is a violation of our constitutional rights, including our freedom of speech and freedom of the press, etc. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Master's Mahon will return.